The Task Force Subcommittee on Infrastructure and Environment is looking at how pollution, homeownership, and education affect racial disparities in the state. Caitlin Del Collo is a policy analyst with the Delaware State Senate Majority Caucus. She presents a stark view of the contrast between African American and white households, especially when it comes to health and well-being.
So of the 12 census tracts in Delaware that have the highest risk of lead exposure, which is a rank of 10, 9 of those census tracts have a majority African-American population.
One statistic Del Collo highlighted was the differences in education. While Newcastle and Sussex counties had at least a 13% difference between African-Americans and whites having a college degree, that number was about the same in Kent County. She attributes that to what she calls the HBCU effect and how important schools like Delaware State University are to ensure equitable access to education. Subcommittee Chair Senator Elizabeth Lockman says she wants to bring on more public voices to the committee to learn about the real effects of the data that's being presented. She says they're planning on conducting listening sessions early next year. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.